This is Tom Blow. I was on the Reed when it was first put into service, and I stayed for about 2.5 years, but I left the Reed before Pearl Harbor. So unfortunately, I did not share any of the experiences that the other fellows did. However, I really, really enjoyed my tour on the Reed. It was during the time when they said to join the Navy and see the world. That's just what we did. We started out on the Shakedown cruise to Europe, over to Athens, up to Sicily at Palermo, and down to Tunis, and on out back home. Nothing happened particularly on that cruise. It was a fairly well-run thing. We all enjoyed seeing the ruins of Greece. As I look back over the time that I was there, I was on the bridge. I was a signalman third class when I left the Reed. I had wanted to be a radio man, but the radio gang was filled up. But our gang on the bridge was wonderful. I did quartermaster work as well as signalman, navigating and helping the navigator. I remember one very interesting incident that happened when we were starting overseas in the shakedown I just mentioned. We were getting close to Gibraltar, and I was on watch on the bridge, and the exec came over and said, Blow, I want you to keep a good lookout here because there's a very important navigational light coming up, and you'll be seeing it soon. He said, there at Gibraltar, there's a big light that was put there by an insurance company, and it's used by everybody for a navigator. And I want you to keep a light, keep a glass on it. Whenever you see it, as soon as you see it, let us know. Well, we were quite a ways past Gibraltar before I realized I'd been taken, and I heard all the chuckles in the chart house. But that was probably the first and last time that they played a joke on me, because I was quick. I didn't go looking for a bucket of steam or a left-handed monkey wrench or any of those other crazy things that most of our recruits had to go through. We had a collision once at sea. It was a darkened ship. We were behind the Mahan about 100 yards. All the ships were darkened for the maneuver, steaming one behind the other, and we got too close to the Mahan. I remember someone said that the conning officer said, come right. No, come left. By that time it was too late. We had plowed a big hole in the Mahan and torn up our bow quite a bit. The Mahan had to steam in at full speed back to Vallejo, to the Navy Yard, and we had to go at about the same speed but backward all the way. If you can imagine trying to steer a ship of any type backwards at a fairly good speed, you know it was quite an undertaking. Our commanding officer then was R.B. Kearney, who's later became he became chief of operations and went up to become a full admiral. Let's see, anything else? Well, there were all kinds of excitements. I remember once we were shooting torpedoes off in practice, and we shot one off of the starboard bow, and it, instead of it going out to the target, it circled on around to the right and did a complete loop around our ship, and we just missed it as it came back around. We were all looking to see what was going to happen, but fortunately we missed it. That was exciting. And of course there were other things equally exciting when we were handling ammunition. I remember once we almost dropped the warhead for a torpedo down below. In fact, it did drop about 6 inches I was helping to drop it, to lower it down, and I didn't wonder at all, but all the torpedomen were just saying their prayers. They still thought this was it, but everything turned out all right. But we had a good gang on the bridge, a good gang all over on the ship, and we had other experiences. I was one of those people who didn't smoke or didn't drink, and I had a lot of ribbing from that. Of course, my shipmates all enjoyed getting my chits so they could get a pack of cigarettes real cheap when they gave out of theirs. Let me see if I can think of anything else exciting. Well, let's see. I got into one fight, which was not of my doing. The big cook there was putting on my trousers by mistake, and I tried to stop him, and bang, I got the biggest sock in my jaw that I ever had. But tooth went through my lip, and I should have just piled into him, but I didn't. And finally, we became good friends, and he used to give me some of the best pickings there in the mess because he was sorry. Well, I don't know that I can add too much to that, except to say that it was great training for me, that I had it was a marvelous experience. And I left the Reed and went to a World War I minesweeper for a very short time, and then I was discharged about 2 weeks before Poland was attacked by Germany. And I had been taking a home study course in radio engineering. So I went on from there and went to radio engineering school, and then finally I went to MIT, and then I was back in the Navy again, in the Navy Security Group, breaking codes and ciphers. And so I've been with the Navy most of my life.